This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. After the murder of George Floyd, the University of Miami pledged to support research and academic projects aimed at dismantling racism. While the grants were initially offered for projects addressing racism against Black Americans, it's also led to a different initiative that professors and students argue is long overdue, a program in Native American and Indigenous Studies. Jessica Bakeman from WLRN reports.
Caroline Laporte says she never met another Native American student when she was in law school at the University of Miami. She's a descendant of the Little River Band of Ottawa Indians, and she graduated in 2014.
You're situated in between and on the ancestral lands, right, of two modern federally recognized tribes.
The Seminoles and the Miccosukees.
You don't have student representation from either of them. I mean, you know, what is that saying, really?
Faculty and students at the private university have been raising the same question, especially against the backdrop of a national reckoning over racial injustice. People who are indigenous to the U.S. mainland and Alaska make up only 0.1% of the student body at the school. That's slightly lower than the national average for private universities.
We have no indigenous perspectives on our campus, and we have to address it immediately.
Tracy Divine Guzman is a professor at the University of Miami who specializes in indigenous history, culture, and politics in South America.
The disparity in that regard is really shocking.
She got a grant of nearly 80 grand to start the new Native American and Global Indigenous Studies program. For now, it's an intro course. About 18 students signed up. Plus, there's a speaker series featuring indigenous scholars. Guzman is hoping to attract enough interest and funding to create a degree program, something only about 100 other colleges in the country offer. She recruited Laporte to teach the first course, which is virtual this semester. This is one of Laporte's students, Jamal Wilson.
Does Indian country have a right to permit non-natives from entering the reservation?
Like to keep them out?
Yeah.
Tribes have always had the inherent authority to banish people.
Laporte says her goals in teaching this course are to break down racist stereotypes about Native Americans and to train the next generation of advocates. In Miami, I'm Jessica Bakeman for Marketplace.